This is your station, 88.9 KETR, on a Friday. We're once again joined by Alice Reese. And Alice, happy to have you back with us again. Thanks for being with us. How are you?
Just fine, Scott.
One preview for us today, taking place this weekend, and then some others kind of in our future here for the fall, I guess. We're done with the summer blockbusters, are we not?
We are.
Okay.
We are over.
All right. So tell us about The Words.
The Words is a really fine movie. It's like a hard-to-put-down novel. It's complex and lots of interesting characters and a story that I have not seen before. Not exactly. I've seen elements of this kind of thing. And it's kind of a labor of love because Bradley Cooper is the star, and the movie is written and directed by two of his friends from childhood, Brian Klugman and Lee Sterndahl. By the way, Brian Klugman is Jack Klugman's nephew, but anyway, they all grew up together in Philadelphia and knew each other since they were 11, and so it's kind of neat that it all came together.
Okay.
Anyway, the story has to do with an author, a would-be author named Rory Jensen, played by Bradley Cooper. And he has a lot of promise. He's gone to college and studied writing, and he is just determined to become a writer, and his wife supports him. She's played by Zoe Saldana, and is grudgingly his father keeps having to finance his son's efforts. But nothing seems to work out. He keeps getting all these rejection notices. And then through a bunch of wild circumstances, he finds a briefcase, and he gets a briefcase, and an old one, and inside of it is a manuscript, which he reads and likes very much, and for some reason he's just compelled to, it's written on an old typewriter, and he does a computer version of it, and for some reason he decides that he's going to turn it in as his own. And it becomes a very accepted bestseller, and then what happens is, all kinds of things. And the movie flashes back to a time, World War II era, and these ill-fated lovers played by Ben Barnes and Nora Osnedzver, and then it flashes forward to an author reading his book played by Dennis Quaid.
Okay, so none of it is like a reenactment of his childhood or anything?
Cause
I was a little confused. I was a little confused in the previews.
The actual movie is these guys who knew each other put it together, but no.
Okay, it's a hard movie to explain, but it does leave you kind of wanting more out of the preview, so I'm guessing it will
draw a big crowd. It does, and it's fascinating. Oh, and one of the main characters, I left him out, Jeremy Irons, plays this old man who shows up and is quite brings an element of mystery to the whole thing. It's a mystery, it's a romance. And the only thing I thought was wrong with the movie is the character played of Danielle, that she's a graduate student played by Olivia Wilde. And I don't know whether it's the script or her acting or what, but she just, when she's in it, it just kind of detracts, and you kind of wonder what's going on there. She just, her part doesn't work at all.
Okay. But a complex movie that we can hopefully figure out in the end?
You're right, right. And it's old-fashioned in the storytelling. It's kind of a good old-fashioned romance.
I guess what comes to mind, and I don't know if this compares to anything, but, Vanilla Sky was a very complex movie.
Yes, it's not. I don't think it's as much as that. It's
okay.
More of a melodrama than that was. That was, that had a lot of unanswered questions.
It did.
But it was extremely, yes.
Okay. Well, those are fascinating from time to time. Mm-hmm. And you have a lot of previews for us coming up this fall. Kind of how far are we looking here?
Just a couple of months, just in through October, actually, as far as I have these today. There's one called The End of Watch, which I've already seen and actually done interviews on, and it is by David Ayers, the fellow who wrote Training Day, and it's a police procedural, but it's done very oddly because the policemen actually have they use the surveillance cameras and their own cameras, and it's all like found footage. And it's got a real "you are there" aspect.
Is it distracting?
Some people said so. We talked about it afterwards. I thought it was great, but some people really did not like that. They thought it was shaky cam, kind of like Blair Witch, kind of that. And then parts of it are done, in a traditional manner. But it's got Jake Gyllenhaal and Michael Pena as these two patrolmen, and I think it's a very fine movie.
Okay.
And then The Master It is, some people say it's a takeoff on Scientology. It's got a character named Lancaster Dodd, played by Philip Seymour Hoffman, who founds a spiritual movement called The Cause. And it is directed by Paul Thomas Anderson, who did There Will Be Blood, and he's quite a fine director. And Joaquin Phoenix is back in this. He's been missing for a long time.
He lost some weight.
Yes, he's back.
It's a very strange movie. I've seen some of these extended previews because I've been in the theater quite a bit lately. So this one looks rather odd as well. And you say it's from the director of There Will Be Blood, rather odd movie in and of itself, too.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
There's an animated movie, Hotel Transylvania 3D, in which it's Dracula's hotel. He has a hotel and resort, and the voice of Dracula is Adam Sandler. And all the other monsters come to visit. There's Frankenstein, played by Kevin James, voiced by Kevin James. Eunice is Fran Drescher. She's Mrs. Frankenstein. Murray the Mummy is CeeLo Green, and Wayne the Werewolf is Steve Buscemi, and the Invisible Man is David Spade.
It's all the usual cast with Adam Sandler there.
Yes, it is. And they have, and Frankenstein has a 118-year-old daughter who goes out on her own for the first time, and she is the voice of Selena Gomez. And Andy Samberg is the voice of Jonathan, who is just this kind of stranger who stumbles into the midst of all the Hotel Transylvania guys.
Okay. All right. Interesting. And you have one more for us?
Arbitrage. I've also already seen this. I liked it a lot. Richard Gere plays a hedge fund magnate, and he seems to be like the master of the universe, but in reality, his world is on the verge of crumbling. He's got all kinds of IRS after him, and all kinds of things happen. He has a New York police detective played by Tim Roth, who is a kind of a Columbo type, following him around. And this is a slick kind of romance, but it's got thriller aspects too. And Richard Gere is really fine in this.
And we'll see these four within the next couple of months?
Yes.
All right. And then this weekend, The Words with Bradley Cooper.
Right.
Thank you, Alice. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Alice Reese is the movie reviewer for the Greenville and Rockwall Herald-Banner, joins us every Friday. And we'll talk to you next week.
Bye.